Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know how long Mama had it, but hidden somewhere in the attic, a shoebox full of old photographs. I shuffle through them one by one. Man, how we all look so young. And what I got came rushing back. And as I held the last one in my hand, it ain't a Rembrandt, ain't Picasso, ain't Da Vinci, ain't a Van Gogh. There's no canvas, no brushstroke you could see. But it's a priceless work of art from Southern Illinois on a Polaroid. Well, Daddy was holding Mama's hand. I hope I find a love like that that never ends. Once it begins, my brother and I were still too young to know how precious a moment was, and to soak it up until we had enough. I guess that's just what a memory does. It ain't a Rembrandt, ain't Picasso, ain't Da Vinci, ain't a Van Gogh. There's no canvas, no brushstroke you could see, but it's a priceless work of art from Southern Illinois on a Polaroid. Can't stop the years as they go marching past. But when I look
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is It, Murph? On the show today, we've got super talented singers Amanda Jo and Billy Lee, better known as Duo Truck Stop Honey, joining us. We'll talk with Amanda Jo and Billy about their careers, music, and why they decided to team up, along with anything that they're working on that they can talk about. And I was very surprised when a Jazz called in today. Hey, Jazz, what's up, girl?
Hey, Cody. I know I've been MIA for a while, but
I was pretty surprised when you called in. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I've been working, and you know my hours vary, the days of the week vary.
Yeah, I understand.
And I've been having problems here at the home and whatnot, and so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My life's going a little bit rough right now, but
I understand that. As I was scrolling through a music to play for today's show, that song stopped me dead, and I knew I just had to play it today. So
that song, I have to say, Cody, that song makes me cry or makes me teary-eyed every time I hear it.
Oh boy! Oh boy! I think let's lighten the mood now and bring on the super talented Miss Amanda Jo and Mr. Billy Lee to the show. Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
What's going on, y'all?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for doing this today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, as I said earlier, I like to kind of, as you well know, Amanda, I like to play some of the, I guess, music for the show. And as I was scrolling through your Worth a Memory album, this song just stopped me dead, and I was like, yep, I've got to play this song for the show today. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm playing this song today, so.
Well, it's my personal favorite song off of the Worth a Memory album, and it's actually going to make its debut on the Truck Stop Honey album as well, so it kind of worked out perfectly.
That song is my personal favorite on the album, too.
And when you messaged me that it was going on the new Truck Stop Honey album, I was like, that's actually perfect. Because I had no idea.
Yeah, it's the only song from Worth a Memory that we decided to put on, and Billy and I wrote that with a good friend of ours named Rick Tiger, who we also wrote, I believe, another song on the new album, and that song is so personal to me and my family, but also when we sat down to write it, you know, Billy was sitting there talking about pictures he has of his grandpa who taught him how to play guitar, and you know, you start thinking about all those pictures and memories of people in your life, and I know I'm guilty of this, that sometimes I didn't necessarily know to appreciate them until they weren't around anymore, or those moments have passed in my life. So I think that song is so important to people, because if we can remember to appreciate the people we have in our lives when we have them, I think that, you know, we'll make better memories.
Yep.
Right, I agree.
That's for sure.
And that kind of leads me to my first question for you. I know you both have a solo career of your own, but how did this whole duo idea come about?
Here, I'll tackle this one. I was so charming that she couldn't handle it anymore. She had to work just with me alone.
Oh, that's a perfect solution.
The other good part about it is that he's so humble, and you can tell by his answer.
Yeah, my humbleness.
As Tim McGraw's song says, always stay humble and kind.
Exactly.
No, we were.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
We kind of been touring together anyway, and we kind of was just doing it as a, you know, two separate artists kind of doing, but we always played together, you know, so it was. It got to the point where we thought, let's do some more kind of things that are just together oriented, just a few duets and this kind of things. We started writing songs kind of for just what we do, and we're kind of so drastically different. We didn't know how it would work out because, you know, I'm kind of a Indiana redneck where I love my, you know, my Mellencamp and Bob Seger and Merle Haggard and that kind of stuff, and you know, she kind of come on the more melodic end of it, and this whole kind of, we started calling it Mellengrass, which is kind of like if John Mellencamp played bluegrass. So it worked out perfectly in our world.
That's great.
It was already out there, you know, so we just decided not worry so much about not worry about trying to get everything cut and what the radio wants to hear. We just sat down and started writing what we wanted to write and what we thought was important, and write the melodies that felt good and, you know, lyrics that meant something, and it came really fast after that.
That's awesome. Now, as I said earlier, Amanda's been on the show several times before, but this is Billy's first time on the show, and I'm going to tell you something, Billy. You have no idea what you're in for, buddy.
I can handle it.
Yeah, you can handle it.
I got a cup of coffee. I'm good.
It's the second today. So we'll be bouncing off the wall.
I got some cherry Coca Cola.
Oh well. This could go off the rails pretty quickly.
I had to comment too. Well, I have coffee in the kitchen.
Oh boy.
Love it, Jody.
I know, Jazz. Since it's Billy's first time on the show, just introduce yourself, Billy, and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, I've been playing since I was a little kid, and from Northern Indiana originally. Went in the Army for 4 years, got out and started playing in, you know, local bands and that kind of thing, and then decided about 8 years ago that I would try my luck at Nashville. And I've been here for, like I said, about 8 years, playing shows, writing songs, and when it boils down to it, I've always been a musician. That's all I really know. You know, it's write a song, play it for people. If they like it, play it again and start over the next day. Write another song, play it. Try to be a guitar player, try to be a singer, try to be, you know, a better person, a better musician.
Awesome. This is totally off any subject whatsoever, but I had to bring it up because it happens periodically. When a Billy hacks Amanda Jo's Facebook, that's always interesting.
Yeah, I don't have.
It's always very interesting.
Yes, you know exactly what he's talking about.
I'm not sure. I don't think that has ever happened.
I'll put the fifth, don't you, Billy?
I think she just has a lot of nice things to say about me.
You know, I'll be on Facebook and then it'll say something and be like, Billy Lee says this, and I'm like, here we go again.
You know you're in for a long night after that happens, because it's usually not one post you make, it's usually a whole myriad of posts that happen after that.
Yeah, I think Amanda wrote something about me healing the blind and
yeah, I didn't write that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I can't
remember. I did not. Oh, fess up, Amanda. Fess up.
I can
either
like that.
Yeah.
Did you have anything, Jazz, that you wanted to ask?
What is your, I don't know if you have Netflix or anything, but what is your favorite Netflix show or movie?
I have always been a huge fan of the Gilmore Girls since it was on the air.
I don't get it.
And
yes.
It's wonderful, and the fact that Billy doesn't like it just shows his bad taste in TV, but, I'm just teasing him, but no, I love that show. When it was airing was when I was in high school, and I was a lot like Rory, and my mom was a lot like Lorelai, so I think I related to that show based upon the relationship between Lorelai and Rory. And other than that, I love Grey's Anatomy. It's probably my second favorite show. So
fact
that both of those shows are on there, that makes me pretty happy.
I'm watching Grey's Anatomy right now.
I love Grey's Anatomy.
I love that show. I'm like on season five or whatever. And then I just discovered a new one. It's called 13 Reasons Why. I'm watching that and it's very emotional.
I'll have to check that one out. I haven't seen that one.
You should.
So
I just discovered it.
They have Jerry Springer on Netflix?
No.
No.
That's a terrible show. What is wrong with you? He loves that show. I'll come home sometimes and it'll be blaring on the TV like, what are you watching?
There's another one I like. It's called Switched at Birth.
I don't think I've ever seen that one. But
Didn't you post
something about the Secret Life of the American Teenager?
Yes, I did.
I've seen that one. That one's pretty good.
I love that show, and I am into the emotional part of it. And the other night, I was crying my eyes out.
Yeah, I remember.
With that.
I don't, It's been so long ago since I've seen it, but I remember an episode like that where it was pretty emotional.
Yeah, it's Adrian who lost the baby, and that's what I was crying about.
I think that it was. I saw your post, and I was like, I remember that show.
Yeah, that show I love. I was just graduating from eighth grade when it came out.
It's been several years ago since I watched it, but
it's really good.
Did any of y'all see the ACMs the other night?
No, I was working that night, and I'm mad.
We watched
they
most
were so
of it.
Great.
We missed the first half an hour or so of it, but.
And they were so great. My top three favorite performances of the night were Thomas Rhett and Maren Morris, which was just epic. Florida Georgia Line and Backstreet Boys. And Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood, just best performance of the night right there.
Did Luke Bryan perform?
Yeah, he did. He sang that song fast.
Yeah.
I did not have work. If I wasn't working, that would be the only reason why I'd be tuning in. He's my absolute favorite.
I liked Miranda Lambert's performance, and I think it's because I do a lot of, and Billy and I together, a lot of acoustic performances. So I really appreciate that kind of music, and the ability to stand on stage in front of all of your peers and everybody that's important in your genre of music and just sing and play guitar just by yourself. I think it shows a heart that is really cool, and I don't know, I thought it was awesome. Plus, I think that song is so well written.
Yeah, it is. And I'm a big fan of acoustic music, too. I mean, just a singer and guitar and maybe a box drum or two. But I think it really shows a singer's range, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It does. A lot of what we're going to be doing on this new album is very acoustic based. A lot of, not even a full drum set, a lot of percussion instruments. You're going to hear some mandolins, some fiddles, and a lot of acoustic guitar on this album. So we're doing it much more roots-based, and I think it'll be really cool. It'll be something different.
That's cool. Kind of like Americana, almost.
Yeah, that's why we're calling it Melongrass, because it's a little bit like John Mellencamp if he played bluegrass.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
The problem with the whole Americana thing is that Americana is supposed – I've tried to figure out what Americana is, and from what I gather, it's anything that's on the radio. It can be anything from almost the rock and roll side to a bluegrass side to a more folky side to more country. I don't want to get stuck in the Americana, you know,
genre necessarily,
but because we're going to do a lot of stuff that's going to be, you know, could be released anywhere, but. I believe that I don't know, maybe the Americana is not a bad thing necessarily. I mean, most of the stuff I listen to is these days is off of that kind of genre, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of rock and folk and country and bluegrass.
Yep.
Awesome.
But we decided that we, you know, didn't necessarily want to do what everyone else was out there doing, and we wanted to do what we did live and what people really appreciated and what they really liked. So we wanted to make an album that was reflective of what we just did on the road all the time.
Right. You know, and I respect that from the musicians. I respect people doing their stuff and what's not commercialized. You know what I mean?
We wanted to make an album, and we have so many songs that we've written because we're probably songwriters first before anything. That it's been a challenge to figure out what songs we're going to put on this album. And what we decided to do was choose songs that represented lyrically where we are in our lives. So every song that is on this album is a reflection of where we are at in our lives, and wrote about a personal standpoint, except for one song. There's one song on there that is not, and that's because every album needs an angry song on it. So we did pick one angry song to go on the album.
I'd point out, if I'm angry from my point of view, it's angry from Amanda's point of view.
Yes.
She's the angry one.
I always make the redhead be the angry one. What's up with that?
I'm the sweet one. She's the angry one. She actually is, holding a knife to me right now as we speak.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
There's always a story.
Now, I know you've talked a little bit about the album. Is there, and I know y'all said you're shooting for probably the end of May to have this thing done?
Yep, that's our target release date.
It should be done and printed and ready to roll and doing a CD premiere and everything by that point in time.
Sweet.
Yay.
All things
now,
they're supposed to.
Do you know this? I told you this before, Amanda, but I'm telling both of y'all now. When this album's done, I'd be more than happy to promote it for y'all on the show, on social media, whatever y'all need.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Sweet. You said earlier that a Polaroid is going to be definitely on the album. Do y'all know roughly how many tracks or what's going to be on the album?
That's a funny question. We started this whole process, and everybody says, you need to make an EP. You only need to make 5 or 6 songs. And we started with our initial list, had 35 songs on it that we were choosing from. And we quickly whittled that down to about 34. And then we went down to 33 after that.
Yeah. And we kept writing more, so we had to add more to the list.
So the problem that we ran into was, you know, how do we make this? We always figured we were going to make a full-length CD anyway, or album, or whatever the kids are saying these days. And the hard part was picking out the songs to do. So we decided that we were going to make 10 songs, and then I already had one recorded. It's called "Lord Take This Bottle," kind of a story about, I don't know, addiction and the ability to get over that sort of thing, and then. So that was going to be 11 songs, and then 11 turned into, we couldn't narrow it down, so we decided it was going to be 12, and then we kind of come upon another one that we couldn't quite say no to as well, so that turned into 13, and then we went and wrote another song at Big Tent Publishing here down on Music Row, and we loved it, and that went on there as well. So this 6-song CD now, I have 14 songs on it.
And I understand that totally. I mean, as songwriters, I'm sure that this it goes without saying. Pretty much every song you write, you're let's stick this on the album. I don't care how many songs are on this thing. This is going on the album.
Yeah,
we had that conversation a lot. In the one song, we wrote one called One Bedroom Garden of Eden, and it kind of started the whole movement of what we wanted it to sound like. And we think that might, we can't swear to this, might be letting the cat out of the bag, but that one might be the first release with that magic.
Awesome. Now, I know y'all started a Kickstarter, GoFundMe, or whatever it was. I can't keep a track of all these sites anymore. But
we can't either.
is that still going on?
It's it's closed. We, you know, we're only able to keep it open for, I think, 40 days. But we do have a PayPal account, so if anybody is interested, just send an email and I can send a PayPal thing where you can still pre-order. $25 gets you a pre-order of it.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Jazz, do you have anything else?
If you could bring anybody to, like, a coffee date or just a date in general to talk or whatever, who would you bring?
Well, I don't know. Billy's
Serena Williams.
Billy's celebrity crush. We talk about our celebrity crushes all the time, and this is Serena Williams. And I always give him grief for it because I tell him, how different am I from Serena Williams? That just seems like an odd choice. But I think I would pick Jonathan Stamos because I was in love with him when I was a little kid, and that never went away.
I actually would probably pick Willie Nelson. So
if we're talking about kisses here.
I would probably bring Luke Bryan because, like I said earlier, he's the reason why I got into country music, and I always look at my boyfriend and say, he's my future husband in heaven. I always say that, and he just laughs.
One of my favorite things is we listen to the Garth channel on SiriusXM a lot because he plays a lot of different kinds of music. It's really cool. And he always introduces Trisha Yearwood as the love of my life, Miss Yearwood, and she always introduces Garth as my current husband, Garth Brooks. That's hilarious, funny.
Now, if we're talking celebrity crushes here, mine's got to be a Carrie Underwood. There's
How do you go wrong with Carrie Underwood?
She's phenomenal. Just saying.
That's one of Amanda's crushes.
Yes, she is.
It is not. When I was going to have a girl crush, though, I mean, how do you go wrong with Carrie Underwood?
When I was coming home from work one night, my coworker turned on the radio because Carrie Underwood was on the radio, and I'm like, why'd you turn it down? And she's like, because Carrie Underwood's just a brat. And I said, how is she? And she's like, I don't know, because she just is. And I'm like, how can you go wrong with Carrie Underwood?
I've got a friend of ours here, Billy and I do, a friend of ours here in Nashville that was out on tour with, can't remember, to be honest with you now, he was the road manager for the opening act for Carrie Underwood. So he got to hang out with Carrie Underwood a bunch of times. And he said she's just as nice as she can be. She's a little bit shy, but she's really nice.
And then not to mention her son is cute.
I can't remember. Do you remember who he was out on the road with?
No.
Oh, the Swan Brothers.
Oh, yeah. We've got about 90 seconds left. Is there anything else you guys wanna say about the album or anything?
We're super super excited, and we're getting ready to hit the road right after the album comes out. So we're gonna be doing a radio tour, and so keep checking online, and hopefully we'll be coming in your area pretty soon.
And if anybody has any places that are around where you're at, and you feel like you'd like to have us come down and play, find a way to get a hold of us, and we might be able to work a thing out where we can make some stops in some of these other towns we haven't thought of, too.
Hey,
come to Iowa.
Billy, we always do this with every guest we have on, and since you're a first-timer, do you want to give a shout-out to where fans can find you online with your social media?
Yeah, the Twitter is I am Billy Lee. Looks easy to find. You can either find us through the Truck Stop Honey, and be careful when you look on Facebook for me, though. There's two Billy Lees, and I'm the one that looks like me.
He's the one with the mohawk.
The website, awesome. The Truck Company website's not quite done yet, but we'll have that ready. We'll coming up pretty soon, too.
sweet. I thank you both for doing this today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And it wasn't too bad, was it, Billy?
No, I still have all my skin and everything.
You have your mohawk, so yeah.
And this mohawk. anyway, like I said, if there's anything that y'all need from us on the show, whether it's a promotion or whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
We appreciate
that. We sure appreciate that. Thank you much.
All right. I think I'm gonna let y'all go, but y'all have a open invitation to the show anytime.
We appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, Amanda.
That was fun.
Yes, it was.
That was so much fun. They're great. Of course. Of course, Amanda's been a dear friend for a long, long, long time, and it was great to finally get to talk with Billy.
Yes, it was. I had fun. That was fun, especially all the laughs.
Yeah, I mean. They are crazy. That's all I'm going to say.
They are.
They're crazy.
The first time I ever heard of Amanda was on the Josie Show, and that's when she premiered her album along with Polaroid. And the day I heard Polaroid, I broke down and cried.
It is a great song.
It is. It reminds me of my grandma because I have on my phone, I have one last picture I have of her for the rest of my life before she died.
Wow.
And that song, Polaroid, will always be a special song to me.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, I was looking through that album for a song to play because I'd featured a couple of her songs on my indie country show that I do every Friday, so I knew I probably couldn't play those again, and I played Polaroid and I was like, yep, that's it.
There's another good song and it's kind of like Polaroid, but it's with a memory. That's another good song.
Love that song.
I love both Polaroid and With Memory.
On my indie country show, I played that a couple of weeks ago.
That's cool. Overall, Amanda Jo is just incredible, and
she's great.
I can't describe her. She's just incredible and kind-hearted.
Want to do announcements right quick?
Yeah.
Next week at 5:30 Central. I am so excited for this. It's just not even funny. I haven't talked to this person. Physically talk to this person since October. So I'm pretty excited to have the incredibly talented Miss Dana Marie on the show with us. That's next Tuesday at 5:30. April the 18th at 4:30, and this is all Central Time. We have the incredibly talented Miss Chris Bradley joining us. Now, I met Chris in person when I was in Nashville about a week and a half ago. And I saw her play twice, I think. And I can't wait to have her on the show. That's the 18th. April 25th, we have Howlin' Dog recording artist Mandy Rowden on the show. I'm pretty excited to get to talk with Mandy as well, and I'm working on something for May 2nd, but we will not have a show May 9th because I'll be out of town May 9th, so I'm just tossing it out there. No show May 9th. And that's pretty much as far as we're booked.
You know, woohoo, sounds like it's going to be a crazy week.
I like to book shows about a month in advance if I possibly can. About a month in advance if I possibly can. Because the way I see it is if something comes up, you're not scrambling the night before trying to reschedule, you know?
Yep. Which is good to always do it in advance, because then that way if they have doctor's appointments or whatever the following week,
or
whenever the show
up,
is,
yeah,
they can go, or if they have
right
something going on that day,
yep,
they can reschedule. And so it's always,
that's the way I've
is
always done
better
it
to be safe than sorry.
I've always
that's
scheduled
how
shows
I always
at
look
least
at it
2 weeks in advance. I've always scheduled shows at least 2 weeks in advance. So,
good. That's good.
Hey, I think I'm going to probably let you go now, but I'll definitely talk to you later, okay?
Okay, Cody. Talk to you soon.
See you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Amanda Jo and Mr. Billy Lee. You guys heard the announcements, so I think at this point I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Blue Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.